Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Monday, October 13th, and we are looking at a big, big rebound attempt this morning.
A huge rebound. Futures are just soaring. After the beating we took late last week, this is exactly the kind of snapback the bulls wanted to see. S&P futures are up over 70 points.
It's a complete 180 from Friday's mood. And it seems to be all thanks to a weekend of, shall we say, more optimistic social media posts from the president regarding China.
Right. It's classic market whiplash. On Friday, the message was very hostile, warning of massive new tariffs. The market hated that, especially tech. Then, over the weekend, the tone shifted completely to, don't worry about China, it will all be fine.
And the market is taking that and running with it. We also had Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on the air this morning adding fuel to that fire.
He did. He confirmed that the U.S. and China were in communication over the weekend, and he still expects a meeting between the two presidents soon. That's a huge de-escalation from where we were just a few days ago.
So, China tensions are easing. We also have some major geopolitical news. Reports are confirming a ceasefire in Gaza, with Hamas releasing all living Israeli hostages.
A massive development. The president is even quoted as saying the war is over in the region. That removes a significant layer of global uncertainty, which is always a positive for risk assets.
Okay, so we have two major positives driving this pre-market rally. But what about the headwinds? The government is still shut down, isn't it?
It is. And reports suggest the parties are even more divided now. That's a lingering issue, for sure. But for today, the market is choosing to focus on the good news. Also, remember, there's no major economic data scheduled for release today.
And the bond market is closed for the holiday. So it's a pure equities game, driven entirely by this shifting sentiment.
Exactly. It's a news-driven rally. And earnings season really kicks off tomorrow with the big banks, so today is all about positioning ahead of that.
Let's get into some single-stock stories then. The White House launched a new website, TrumpRx.gov. What's the play here?
This is interesting. The goal is to increase price transparency for medicines, connecting patients directly with better prices and cutting out middlemen. It's a shot across the bow for pharmacy benefit managers and could cause some ripples in the healthcare space.
Got it. And sticking with big themes, what's the latest on the chip sector? China's rare earth restrictions had everyone worried.
Well, Taiwan is signaling that they don't believe the chip sector will be impacted. That's a sigh of relief for semiconductor names, though we are seeing some interesting analyst calls this morning that are painting a more mixed picture there. We can circle back to that.
Okay, let's do that. A couple of M&A headlines are catching my eye. First, Apple.
Yes, we're hearing that Apple is in discussions to acquire talent and technology from a company called Prompt AI. This is a classic Apple move. A smaller, strategic acquisition to bolster their own AI capabilities. Traders are liking it. AAPL is ticking up pre-market.
And the other big one. The media drama continues. Warner Brothers and Paramount.
It does. Warner Brothers has officially rejected Paramount's takeover approach. But the story isn't over. Reports suggest Paramount might just take the offer directly to shareholders. A hostile bid could be on the table. So watch WBD and PSKY today. Both are moving.
Okay, so let's zoom out. We have this big gap up. From a technical standpoint, what are you watching at the open?
It's all about the key levels. For the S&P 500 proxy, SPY, the big resistance is around 662. If we can break through and hold that, we could see a push towards 665. The support to watch on any fade is down at 658.
And for the NASDAQ?
For the QQQ, resistance is just above 600. Getting through that would be a very bullish sign. The line in the sand on the downside is about 597. It's a tug of war, really. The VIX proxy, VXX, saw a big volume spike, which tells me traders are still hedging. There's optimism, but it's cautious optimism.
Let's talk about the analyst desk. I'm seeing a flood of upgrades and downgrades. What stands out?
What stands out is the divergence in the chip space. On one hand, you have major upgrades for Applied Materials and AMD. But on the other hand, a major firm is coming out and downgrading Intel, GlobalFoundries, and Texas Instruments to, quote, underperform.
That's a huge call. So they're bullish on some parts of the semiconductor industry, but very bearish on others?
Precisely. It's not a blanket buy tech market. It suggests a real focus on picking winners and losers within the sector. They're also hitting PayPal with a downgrade to sell, which is another name to watch for weakness.
Any upgrades catching your eye outside of tech?
A few, definitely. Newmont Mining got a nice upgrade, likely tied to the surge we're seeing in gold prices. And a couple of real estate names like Public Storage and SL Green Realty are getting positive nods.
All right, so before we wrap up, what's the key takeaway for traders heading into the opening bell? What's the trade?
Look, the overall sentiment is bearish leaning. Despite today's rally, the market is still under pressure. The play is to be defensive and nimble. I'm seeing some strength in niche momentum names. For a continuation play, keep an eye on a stock like TBH. For an anticipation setup, a biotech name like CGEM could be interesting.
So don't chase the broad market gap up blindly. Focus on specific setups that are showing relative strength.
Exactly. Don't fight the rebound, but be smart about it. The broad risk-off feeling from last week hasn't just vanished. Use tight stops and avoid the high beta names that are still seeing heavy selling pressure under the surface. This is a day for tactical trading, not for setting and forgetting.
Excellent advice. A cautious but opportunistic approach for a big rebound Monday. That's all the time we have.
Have a great trading day.
We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Have a profitable day, everyone.